At the Wyffels Hybrids Corn Strategies, I am speaking with Rick Burrish. And Rick, first of all, tell me what you do for the company.
I'd be glad to. I'm a region manager for Central Iowa.
Okay. We have heard about what conditions are with the corn crop in various parts of the country. How about in your area?
Well, we've been pretty fortunate in Central Iowa. The wind that went through here a week, maybe 2 weeks ago now, is caught us a little bit on the eastern side, so we didn't have as much wind as, say, eastern Iowa or northern Illinois. We had a little, and our weather conditions, north central Iowa has good moisture, central Iowa is adequate, and the southern part could probably use a little rain, but the heat is what's our concern now.
Well, you know, just not that long ago, you definitely had more than enough moisture pretty much everywhere, it seemed like. But it's amazing how quickly that can change. And you know, you mentioned the heat here. How about what that concern is? I mean, what does that mean when you look at these, well, actually, temperatures without heat index are at or close to 100 degrees?
Yeah, well, I think that goes along with the moisture. You know, I think is we, and you know, we're dead in the middle of pollination time now, and we usually in an ideal world would like to have temperatures in the 70s, and give that that corn a chance to kind of rest a little bit in the evenings. You know, I kind of allude to the corn plant as a factory, and if it's over 70 degrees at night, that factory doesn't shut down. So we're concerned, but yet we're optimistic about it. We think things will probably go just fine, but it's really, as we stand here today, with the temperature going to be 100 degrees and the heat index could be 112 to 15, you know, have some concerns. So we'll be watching closely.
So I'm sure that your customers here are, this is a topic of conversation. What other things are they asking Wyffels right now?
Well, I think there's several issues. I think our customers are upbeat. U.S.-wide, as our economy struggles and things like that, the economy in the agriculture world has not suffered as deeply, and corn prices, as you well know, are at record highs. So there's issues, obviously increasing input costs with fertilizer and other inputs as well. Machinery. So they still have issues, but they're issues of a different kind.
Well, they all seem to be smiling, the ones I've seen so far. So a happy customer is a good customer.
Yeah, I agree completely, and I'm glad they're smiling. They deserve to smile.
Thank you very much for giving us a little insight on how things are going in Central Iowa. That's Rick Burrish with Wyffels Hybrids from Corn Strategies. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.